We can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. To avoid seeming like he's just trying to please them, he emphasizes, we can do nothing against the truth. If we see you, he suggests, in a good light, having repented and rid yourselves of your sins and feeling bold in your faith in God, we would be unable to punish you, no matter how much we might want to. Even if we tried, God wouldn't assist us, because God gave us our power with the intention that our judgments should be honest and fair, not in opposition to the truth. You see how he tries to make his words less offensive in every way possible, easing the severity of his warning? Just as he has strived for this, he also seeks to show that he was fully connected to them. Hence he adds, we're happy when we are seen as weak, and you are seen as strong, and we even pray for your perfection. We definitely, he says, cannot go against the truth, meaning punish you if you're pleasing to God. And because we can't, we don't want to, and we even wish for the opposite. Indeed, we are especially pleased with this very thing, when you give us no reason to display our punitive power. For even though the exercise of such power can make people seem honorable, validated, and strong, we prefer the opposite, that you should be validated and blameless, and that we should never take any pride from that. Therefore, he says, we are happy when we are seen as weak. What does he mean by are seen as weak? When we are perceived as weak. They were considered weak by their adversaries because they did not exhibit their power of punishment. But we're happy when your conduct doesn't give us a reason for punishing you. We find pleasure in being seen as weak in this way as long as you remain blameless. Hence he adds, and you are strong, meaning you are validated, you are virtuous. Not only do we wish for this, but we pray for it, that you may be blameless, perfect, giving us no cause for action.